The spring the twins were 10 years old was an exciting time in the Lowell School, which they attended. It seemed as if all the boys in the town had gone ball mad, and each room in each school had its own team. The different schools had played each other, and the Lowell fifth grade team, of which Joe was a member, had only to beat the Whittier School fifth graders to become town champions. Better still, the winning team was to go to Meridian, 6 miles away, and play a match game there. An uncle and aunt of the twins, who lived in Meridian, had been visiting in their home and heard all about the excitement. "If your team wins, Joe, and comes to Meridian, Aunt Emma and I will invite you all to a chicken dinner. And mind you, even if you don't let Josie play ball, she shall come and sit at the head of the table. Huh, Josie?" Again and again, Josie clenched her stout little hands over the thought that she could not play on the team. No one wanted to so much as she. How she would work, how she would run, how she would bat that ball so that it would fly even beyond China if necessary. Every evening she worked with Joe, and sometimes he grew very cross when she insisted that he practice.